Yorana, and welcome to Filled with His Love. You know, there's a new book coming out that my wife and I wrote before our mission here in Tahiti, and the book is going to be published on June 11th. So I thought I might read just a couple of paragraphs from the introduction to show you why we wrote the book and to see if perhaps you might be interested in it. And remember, all the royalties that come from our books go to charity. So here are a couple of paragraphs. We might wish that the powers of divisiveness and intolerance in this country would go away. We might even deny the increasing frequency of intolerance in our society because it is so unpleasant to think about. But it's here, it's real, and it affects many people every day. To show how serious a problem we have with intolerance, consider these startling facts about American society. Hate crimes increased by nearly 12% from 2020 to 2021. That figure includes over 7,000 individual hate crimes in 1 year alone. Hate crimes arise because of offenders' biases. Nearly 65% of the victims of hate crimes in America are targeted because of the offender's bias toward race, ethnicity, or ancestry. Sounds like we're right back to where the Lamanites and Nephites were in ancient times, where they said, I'm a Lamanite and you're a Nephite, so I hate you and want to kill you. This is what is happening today in our own country and throughout the world. I'm white, you're a black, so based on that one characteristic, I hate you and want to kill you. But other biases lead to hate crimes. Sexual orientation and religion are the next most common biases that lead to hate crimes in America. Nearly 16% of hate crimes are based on sexual orientation, and almost as many, 14%, on religion. These are not pretty statistics, but they describe the seriousness of our current problem. Intolerance can lead to hate, and hate can lead to violence against others. Okay, so that's the end of one paragraph in the introduction, not so uplifting. But this is what we wrote in the last paragraph, answering the question what we might be able to do about this divisiveness. Quote, so how do we conquer all the divisiveness in our world? Our answer to this question is that we must first imagine a different world, a world where hate can be turned into love, where we can be one. We need to envision images of Christ-like unity. How can we reach a destination we have never imagined? Imagination is essential to any progress we hope to make. It has been said that imagination is our last sanctuary. Each of us has the power to see a different world, a new world, coming together where intolerance of others because of skin color, sexual orientation, or religious beliefs turns into understanding. And that means we need a special kind of imagination, what we are calling compassionate imagination. Imagination all by itself is neutral. It can lead to good or evil. After all, the one who commits a mass shooting often imagines the scene of carnage in his mind before he pulls the trigger. So, we need to qualify this act of cognition and emotion. We don't need any kind of imagination. We need imagination founded on the teachings of Jesus Christ. A moral imagination full of compassion toward others. Okay, so that's just a couple of paragraphs from the book. If you're interested in pre-ordering the book, because as I say, the book will not be actually published until June, but you can pre-order on Amazon or on Cedar Fort, the publisher's website. So I hope this is helpful, and we look forward to seeing you next time.